My dear devotees, we have now talked about posture, which I admit is a little strenuous to listen to. Now we will get into hearing the mantra. I'm still missing my beatbag. Can you please bring the beatbag? Yes. As we are chanting the holy name, we wish to really hear the mantra. Srila Prabhupada was once asked by a devotee what to do with the mind. And he said, where the question of the mind, just chant and hear. In this session, I would like to concentrate on hearing. And the first thing I would love to do with you is, can you please, oh Krishna, is my thermos bottle? Yes, this also I need. I would like to help you a little bit to sense, to make your hearing a little bit more sensitive. See, we live in a life of disconnection. Disconnection with also our sense of hearing. We have so many sounds coming into our lives that there is a switch before our awareness, and many of the sounds we have to just switch off. For instance, the constant drone of in Florida of the climate, what is it called? This thing, the air conditioning. When I first came to Florida, and I could not talk or could not concentrate because there was always this drone. And I was worried, is something going wrong here? Is the house exploding? And until I learned, well, we don't hear it any longer, Maharaj, because it's always with us, the sound of the air conditioning. Or if you live in New York, there is a constant flood of different sounds to you. Like when I heard always the da-do-da-da, which means in Germany someone has died or a crime was committed and the police or the ambulance is coming. And I was always, you know, shocked by this. And they said, the devotees whom I asked what is happening, says, yes, every minute someone is killed in New York. This is all right. We live with this. Our consciousness switches us off. So this is happening also when you hear rain on the roof, drumming on the roof. Your mind will switch off. When I was young and restless, the best places where I could sleep were on the long distance and on the short distance trains, which would always make this sound of the train going over the train tracks and being shaken by the, what is it called? The things which hold the tracks together?
Railroad
ties, yes. So my mind was first alert, but then because it was always the same sound, it switched off. So this can also happen when you chant. You switch off hearing. You're just not there. There's light in the house, but nobody is there. Yes, there's consciousness in the body, but you're really absent-minded. And that's not good. So therefore we need to sensibilize our hearing a little in this session. And I will try to do this. I request you to just sit down and close your eyes for a moment and identify different sounds which I will make for you. And Try to listen really carefully what comes into your awareness from your microphone. Can I? Yes. Okay. This is not an exercise to go to sleep. It's an exercise to be wide awake. What is this sound? Yeah, no need to say it. Identify it in your word. The next sound. The next sound. Really try to absorb the sound. A very difficult sound. Once again, hear a little better. You need to concentrate a little bit more. It's a sound which you make usually, depending on what you do in your life, a few times a day. I know it's difficult. It's a pen which is released from his pen cup. And something, an easier sound. Now a very difficult sound again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I will now guide you in an experience for chanting. I want to request you to keep your eyes closed and to feel the weight of your body. I know it's difficult. How does it feel to have weight? I don't mean now if you are a little overweight. I hear Americans have this in their psychology. Oh my God, I'm overweight. No problem here in this circle. What is the experience of having weight? I mean, how do you interact with the gravity? Can you feel it? Study the feeling throughout your whole body. Start with the left arm. Totally surrender the left arm to the feeling of weight. You are no longer carrying your left arm. You just give it to the feeling of weight. Same thing with the right arm. Just let it really sink down. Let it allow it to have its own weight. Allow it to move towards the center of the earth, following the law of gravity. We will go to the trunk of the body. Starting from our shoulders, just let them fall They can really go towards the center of the earth in the direction in which gravity pulls them. You can entirely relax the shoulder area. Some of you might not know that you have a shoulder area. It's a little underneath your head. Just let it go. Now the trunk of the body, let it go. Your behind and the thighs, let them go. Your calves, both left and right, let them hang. Your feet, let them go. Now your head. You will not be asked to forget anything. You will be extremely alert. Keep it in an upright position and then just don't hold it any longer. You all have theoretically heard many times that you are not the body. Now see your body like a shirt or a coat which you simply hang on a hanger and let them hang, let them go. Pay attention to your breathing. First, just study your breath. Notice how it is coming in and out. We are breathing through the nose. Just notice with your full awareness how the air is coming in and out your nostrils. Within the air is a subtle life-supporting energy called prana, which is Krishna. Notice the air. Maybe for the first time, study, observe the air and the prana as it comes in and out. Now you may deepen your breath slowly by imagining that the ingoing breath comes through the nostrils like a golden stream and entering the heart space, the healthy energy, and it is even divine, pranosmi. I am the prana. It goes into the heart space and relieves your heart, relaxes your heart. Breathe very deeply in and out. You have parked your body very safely. You please put your attention totally on the in and out streaming breath. If you are a visual person, you can see the breath coming in like a slightly golden energy. And when it comes out, it carries some tension from your body outside into the atmosphere where it is dissolved. Now I request you to go a little bit deeper even. Breathe not only in the heart area, breathe in the diaphragm area. That's the area between the navel and the chest. When you breathe in, your diaphragm expands. When you breathe out, it slightly contracts. And now breathe even deeper. Breathe into the area of the stomach. You might like to put your right hand on your stomach to check if you are aligned. When you breathe in, it should protrude a little bit. When you breathe out, it goes back a little. We aim at a state of relaxed but alert consciousness. We are now entering a cathedral. A cathedral is a big church. Go in your mind into the cathedral. There are benches. There's a space above the benches where the chandeliers hang. There's still a higher space above the chandeliers. And there is the roof. Imagine you are inside your body, like you are inside a cathedral. There's a lower area, the stomach, the area where it's a little higher, the diaphragm. Then the heart, and then the throat. You will soon hear a sound and make a sound. We want to first make a sound in the cathedral of sound, which is at the area of the benches. It's down, down in our stomach area. I will make the sound one time alone. And then we will chant the sound 3 times together. The holy syllable. Together, please. We will go now higher in the cathedral of sound, above the benches. I will do it 1 time alone, and then 3 times we will do it together. Cathedral of sound, which is also our own body. We will go into the chest area, the heart area, a very important area, and we will place the sacred syllable there. Yourself more fully into the sound. Hear the sound with full surrender, please. Cathedral of sound. It's the communication center from where we call out for Krishna. I will once chant the sacred syllable alone, and then we will chant it 6 times together. aspire to chant the same sound through all the cathedral. The sound will resonate everywhere. It will go through the whole cathedral of our body. Everywhere the sound will be. We see with our inner eyes how the sacred sound just emanates everywhere. We will chant 3 times. Times. We have heard in sacred Shastra that the most merciful form of the Lord is Lord Gauranga, and that by calling out his sacred name we can actually make contact. Let us now start by concentrating on the lower area of the cathedral of sound. That's where the sitting places are. That's where we sit. I will chant 1 time alone, and 3 times we will chant all together. Gauranga, exercise higher to the chandelier area, the place where the diaphragm is located underneath the rib cage. I will chant 1 time alone, and then 3 times we will chant in unison. Gauranga, the heart. We will chant with an expression of heartfelt surrender the sacred mantra Gauranga while concentrating on the heart area. The space of our body is like the huge space within a cathedral. Now we are up, up almost under the roof, but not quite there, in the space, the large space between. I will chant 1 time alone, and 3 times we will chant all together. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Two more times. Gauranga, Gauranga. Now we are up under the ceiling. I will chant one time alone, and while we concentrate on the throat and head area, we lovingly call out 6 times the name of Gauranga. I will chant one time alone. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. And now we will try to really bring our whole personality, which all what we got, into the cathedral or house of sound. Our body is no longer just the body at this moment in our thought. It's a house where the light is on and the owner is in. Full expression. Don't think of anything else. Your mind must be there. Your breath must be there. Your life should be there. One time alone, 6 times all together. It goes all over the cathedral of sound. The sound will go all over and through everything in our body. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. We stay with this experience for about 20 seconds, and when you get a sign, we will give further instructions. Just stay with the experience. Don't think. Mind is not always good to recognize spiritual phenomena. Just experience. While staying in this space, we will now chant together in one voice the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Our task here will be twofold. If your Vivek is not with you at this moment, it is not important that it is there. Our task is twofold. One is, we will just, let us be simple, do one thing at one time. We will just chant and really make an endeavor to hear the sound. But again, it won't be an endeavor of our mind. We will, like we did the last 20 minutes, just try to experience. For those who don't know what is the difference between thinking and experiencing, I will use an ambitious, but I wanted to say ambiguous, but a word which we understand and everyone else understands, feel. This is the Hare Krishna mantra. Please chant in unison. I will chant one time alone, and then in the same pitch, we will chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our next exercise will be to imagine or to concentrate on the sound which is outside of us. The Hare Krishna mantra is produced by our vocal cords and comes into the space of this building called the Temple of Wisdom, and we hear it from outside into our ears. We will chant in the same way we have done so far. We can now chant all together at once for three times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The next exercise, which is the most important exercise of what we have been done so far, is to experience the mantra as vibrating inside of us. No longer outside as an outside phenomena. No, it's now inside, pervading us, bathing us, going through us. And again, please chant with the light on and the owner in. Be there totally with your mind and its faculty of attention and concentration. Be there with your breath and breathe there with your feelings. Don't think of outside phenomena, meals which you take, people with whom you talk. Just be with the mantra inside. Inside the heart area. We can immediately chant together three times. But before you start, allow yourself to experience this divine vibration, Krishna, Radha Krishna, inside your whole being. Srila Prabhupada has said that chanting Hare Krishna means to have a diamond throne where Radha and Krishna are sitting in your heart. You can imagine that in your heart there is a diamond throne. And on this diamond throne there is the divine couple. And you can now chant to them. We will start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, extra mantra with all you got.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We stay with the experience for just a little moment, a few seconds, and then I will give you a sign, tell you how to come into the outer space again. Now kindly wrap your palms together. Bring them to your eyes as if you do palming. Then slowly, gently, while looking in the inside of your palms, move them into the space and return to room awareness. Would anyone like to share, or are we all speechless? Hi, Yashua Prabhu. What?
And this time, I enjoyed it even much better. I just experienced the name and followed the vibration as you were instructing me, and I find it extremely tranquil, and at the same time, it lets me focus because we're doing so many things with the name and the vibration. I have to pay attention and follow and stay relaxed at the same time. So I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Would anyone else like to share? Yes.
I really like cathedrals in the way that the sound resonates everywhere, and it's very sacred spaces. So to picture that for myself and to feel the holy name resonating, you know, through the, it just gave a more multidimensional feeling or experience of the holy name.
Archana Siddhi Mataji.
Yeah, I remember when we did this last time also, and I had a similar experience this time of just feeling just such a purification of all the senses and just a, you know, real what thought, you know, goodness, mode of goodness just kind of entering into all the different orifices and or, you know, just all around. And I know it really helped me last time after we did that exercise the next day of just when I chanted. It was such a feeling of just purification. And I knew it was from doing these exercises.
Mm-hmm. And one last, Mataji, in the back. What is your good name, Mataji, please?
Janavi.
Janavi, oh, sorry, yes, you told it before.
Mm-hmm. I was experiencing some dichotomy with the body and the like I was going deep in my consciousness, but my body I was struggling with because I was sitting in the lotus position and it was hard after a certain time. So I was realizing I need to work more on being able to have that good posture so that I can relax and experience the Holy Name better.
Mm-hmm. Your body came in the way.
Yeah, my body got in the way.
Well, what did we just do? On level one, I don't explain this, but on level two, you need to know so that you can do it in your own life. See, most of the time, we conditioned souls are so much captured by the outside world, by Maya, who enters where? Maya is in our perception, is in our mind. That when we chant the Holy Name, we can't really disassociate ourselves from our story. I always say in the Japa retreats, we are actually tiny spiritual souls with a huge illusory story around us. That's all. our unspiritual things and experiences and anattas and anxieties, which take a lot of time in our life. So usually Prabhupada experienced that the people are so restless in the Western world that they can't sit down and chant for longer amounts of time, because they will not be able to stay with the Holy Name. They will not be able to stay in a space which is not this active mode, this using the senses of the body and using the mind. So in this exercise, we switched off the body by relaxing it and hanging it somewhere. So I have not done it very long this time, but with a non-devotee crowd, I usually really bring it to them. You are not the body, you are not the body. You just relax it, you just give it away, you don't work with it. We are not at this moment, we detach ourselves from it. And then we do something with the mind also, that we take it out of the ordinary space by giving it a visualization that you are now in a cathedral. You are now put to the task of putting the sound everywhere, by concentrating everywhere. And then at the end, it is hoped, that we can actually hear the Holy Name without our mind talking in between. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Did you see that color? Krishna, Krishna. I'm not really interested. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama. Your body pains on the left side. It didn't pain. It was just the mind who said it. And so on and so forth. The idea of this exercise, I wish to be very, very clear, is to hear. And only to hear. And nothing else than to hear. Without, I would like to add this little piece, the mind chattering in between. And that is done, was attempted to do in this exercise. Now, a good person who knows the art of chanting and who does it long will come to a state where he can say, like Prabhupada, where the question of the mind, you just hear and chant, or do you just chant and hear? And then you will have this experience which some of you had. We looked a little relaxed and peaceful and in the ocean of the sound. So I would like to now, where we have 10 more minutes to the pause, I think we should all chant now our own individual japa. We should stay together in this room. We should take our beads and just try to hear. That's all. Whenever the mind goes somewhere, just bring it back to hearing. Chant and hear. That's all. For the 10 more minutes which we have, and then please stay at 1 o'clock. Mahatma Prabhu will tell us how we will have the rest of the day. I can already assure you there will be a very attractive pause, attractively long, so that we can do many things. We can sit in the forest, we can sit near the stream, and we can use our time to chant more. Let us please now chant one round and try to hear. Try to take whatever benefit this exercise gave you and just hear your individual japa, individual velocity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.